The Fight Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by NYRA Bets. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and a $200 deposit bonus with the promo code SGPN25. Just go to nyrabets.com/SGPN25. That's nyrabets.com/SGPN25.
Thank you very much. Please sit down. Thank you very much for being here, for what I truly believe will be the changing of the guard of Mexican boxing from Canelo Alvarez to Jaime Munguia. My sole purpose in this promotion is to support Jaime, an undefeated, incredible talent who deserves a stage and spotlight at this point of his career. However, I would be remiss if I didn't respond to the man I used to promote. He seems to have trouble remembering who helped him become a true global star. To be clear, I have nothing but respect for Canelo Alvarez as a fighter. His record and abilities speak for themselves. But he has spent much of the last 2 months insulting me rather than promoting this fight. So I'll make it a little bit easier for him. Yes, I have faced a lot of challenges in my life. Yes, I've been to rehab several times. Yes, there were some really low points in my life, and yes, there were times that work was not my priority based on my mental health, which I had neglected for so long. But that doesn't change the fact that Golden Boy built Canelo Alvarez, period. The company you fought under for decades has always had one name, and it's mine. So put some fucking respect on it. As for Jaime, he has always dared to be great. Just as he's this Saturday night. And this serves as a bit of a full circle for him. Remember when Jaime was 21 years old, volunteered to step in against Triple G, and Canelo failed 2 drug tests? Though Jaime wasn't allowed to fulfill his dream, 2018, on Saturday night, he will do just that. Fulfill his dream and be world champion.
Tienen que escribirle lo que tiene que decir este pinche maricón, cabrón. Tú lo escribes. ¿Qué lo escribes, pendejo? Tú no escribes nada, cabrón. Tú no haces nada. Tú no haces nada.
Yo lo escribí.
Eres un pendejo, eso es lo que eres.
Eres un baboso.
Eres un pendejo, cabrón, porque están nomás ahí. Los que hacen todo son los que están detrás de ti. Tú eres un pendejo nomás con la imagen, idiota.
Sí.
Cabrón. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias, gracias a todos por estar aquí, como siempre.
It's going to be a great Mexican war, and like Munguia and I, we both come to win. But I can guarantee you that I'm going to win, I'm going to prevail, and it's going to be decisive. So you guys are gonna see a great fight. I want the fans to really enjoy Saturday night, and I'm proud to be here and to make history with both Mexican fighters fighting for the 4 belts for the first time. And then as far as what De La Hoya said, Canelo has his grudges against De La Hoya, and where like he doesn't believe that what De La Hoya said was warranted, and where he thinks that with the Golovkin fight that there were some things that Mr. De La Hoya said or did that.
He tried to steal money. And he's a asshole. That's what I say. He's a asshole. He tried to keep the attention for him, not for Munguia. He's a he steals his fighters. That's what he do.
Focus on your fight.
Okay, and so that's pretty much it. Go ahead, Miguel.
Mala.
All right.
You are listening to The Fight Show here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, covering the fight tonight between Canelo Alvarez and Jaime Munguia. Now, if you listen to the top of the show, I pieced together some audio from the press conference, and I wouldn't blame you if you thought that we were turning back the years and watching a fight between Oscar De La Hoya and Canelo Alvarez. I wish we were. I wish that was possible, because that would draw some serious money, some serious interest, and there is clearly some serious, serious bad blood. But we're not watching that fight. Instead, we will be watching Munguia versus Canelo, which is a very interesting fight, and we'll break it down here on the show. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. You can follow me on one of two X accounts. The first one is at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. I am, of course, the host of the Soccer Gambling Podcast. And the other place you can follow me on X is at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. That's where I post my sports betting opinions. That's where I argue with delusional wrestling fans. That's where I post free play winners. Just posted a one unit winner from the NBA playoffs just recently. And most significantly, that is where I post my profit and loss spreadsheet. Because unlike other handicappers, I'm actually tracked and transparent. And unlike any other handicapper that I'm aware of, I've actually delivered 131 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. What that means is that we're 1 month away from being able to say I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting for 11 years. I've had losing days. I've even had losing weeks. That makes it sound a little bit less unbelievable, but it is an unbelievable stat. I've never lost across a 31-day period, and all the spreadsheets are there. The pin tweet at LockBangX is the latest month. You can scroll down and find the other months, but they've all been posted in one convenient location, and that is the website lockbetting.com. And that's also where you can sign up for additional plays from me. If you want to get all of my plays, you can get them by signing up on that website. But before you do, I encourage you to do that research, do the due diligence, have a look through the spreadsheets, have a look at the sports we bet on, have a look at the type of bets we do, have a look at how we manage a bankroll, because we do it very sensibly, making betting access, making it more accessible for anybody who wants to make money with sports betting. And after you've done that research, then if you have any questions, then fire me a DM at my X account at LockBettingX. My DMs are open. And finally, let me utilize this time to let you know that we are in the midst of the playoff for both the NBA and the NHL. And you need to make sure that you tune in all week to the NBA and the Hockey Gambling Podcast for episodes to get you locked in for exciting playoff action. Plus, it's Derby Week on the Sports Gambling Podcast. So tune in as the guys get you ready for the most exciting 2 minutes in sport. So that's the Sports Gambling Podcast, the NBA Gambling Podcast, and of course, the Hockey Gambling Podcast. Be sure to check out all of the podcasts this week.
Live on the Zone May 4th, the Battle of Mexico. Versus Munguia. One is a legend. Undisputed king of the division. Icon of the sport. One is undefeated. 43 wins. 34 knockouts. Dangerous, destructive, and coming for all the belts. Buy now at DAZN.com.
So this is a huge fight, and it's a very, very competitive fight. I think it's far more competitive than the odds suggest. However, even though I do believe that Munguia is a live dog in this fight, it's very, very difficult to A, bet against Canelo Alvarez, who has had some very favorable scorecards in his past, and B, to bet against Canelo on Cinco de Mayo, because this is his day. And while it is two Mexicans going at it here, the crowd support is going to be unanimously in Canelo's favour, which explains why he is the 1-5 minus 500 favourite, and also because of his pedigree as well. It's 20-1 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Munguia. I can't think of many instances where you will see a 43-0 undefeated fighter who's the younger man coming in as a 4-1 underdog, which is why I'm saying it is a very, very noteworthy fight. It's very, very competitive. And the odds, I believe, should be a little bit closer. But whilst I'm saying that, I'm finding it hard to find a way that Munguia does win this fight. And we'll break that down in more detail in a second, because we're going to do some extensive analysis here on the fight. The TKO KO method of victory is 7-4 for Canelo and 10-1 here for Munguia. Canelo is at even money to get this done on the scorecards, and Munguia is at 6-1. The over-unders for this fight see round 10, 10th round or over at 4-11, with under 10 rounds at 2-1. Under 11 rounds at 13-8, with 11th round or over at 4-9. And will the fight go the distance? Yes, at 4-7, and no, at 11-8. So they strongly fancy both fighters to see the final bell. On the double chance market, we have Canelo in rounds 1-6 or points at 1-2, whilst Canelo in rounds 7-12 or points is at 2-5, so slightly shorter. Munguia in rounds 1-6 or points is at 6-1, and Munguia in rounds 7-12 or points is also at 6-1. So we're going to analyse how I think the fight will actually play out here. Before we do that, let me take a quick pause to tell you guys about NYRA, where you can bet the run for the roses with NYRA bets. Score big on the Kentucky Derby with a double dose of rewards. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and a $200 deposit bonus with the promo code SGPN. Join now to claim your $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus at nyrabets.com/SGPN25. NYRA Bets has everything you need to bet the fastest 2 minutes in sports with confidence for every pick, betting insights, promotions, and more. Make sure you do visit nyrabets.com. And also make sure to claim that $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus at nyrabets.com/SGP25. That's nyrabets.com/SGPN25. So let's circle back to how this fight will be won and lost, and who will actually end up winning it in the T-Mobile Arena tonight. As I said, this is a competitive fight, and more people should have known about it prior to Oscar De La Hoya and Canelo having their incident at the press conference. And even coming out of that, there isn't too much talk about Munguia, the 43-0 fighter. In fact, if you put these two records together, they have a combined record of 103-2-2, with Munguia bringing in that 43-0 record into this fight. Yet nobody's really talking about Munguia. They know there's a fight this weekend because of an explosive press conference between De La Hoya and Canelo. And it's kind of like it's Canelo versus De La Hoya's guy, which is all Munguia is. And it's kind of seen as an incident that helped sell the fight, that helped make people aware of the fight, and will help to generate more interest tonight and add a few more buys to the fight. But it is kind of a fight that until then was very much lost in the shuffle, because it's at the same time and in the same month as Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk, which is obviously the biggest fight that's happening in May. And that doesn't happen very often in May because May is Canelo month. It's Cinco de Mayo, where Canelo always has a big fight that does very, very well. And this is a big fight and it will do well, but it has kind of been lost in the shuffle. But I do believe that it was resuscitated somewhat by the De La Hoya incident. And now people know that Canelo will be in action tonight, but they still feel that it probably will be another routine Canelo win. I do believe that Canelo will win this fight, but I think it will be anything but a routine victory. The problem that Munguia has is that it's very, very difficult to stop Canelo Alvarez. And if Munguia tries to utilize his height and reach advantage and tries to box on the outside, I don't think that's going to work with Canelo, because I don't believe that Munguia is as good technically as Dimitri Bivol was. Bivol surprised a lot of people. I didn't think anybody knew, or I did because I called it on the show, but I don't think most people knew that Bivol was as good as he was. And Bivol in that fight was the better boxer. He was better than Canelo in all areas. For Munguia here, I'm not sure that he can outbox Canelo Alvarez in this fight. And even if he did, even if he fought a very, very good fight, I think it's fair to say at this point that we all know, in order to beat Canelo on the scorecards, you need to be more than good. You need to be near perfect, like Dimitri Bivol was, in order to get your hand raised. And with that said, I find it very, very difficult to see Munguia winning 8 clear rounds in this fight, which is what he'll probably need to do in order to get his hand raised. Now, this is the first time Canelo's actually fought a compatriot since his unanimous decision win over Julio Cesar Chavez, and that's back in 2017. And I don't think he's going to have it all his own way here against an unbeaten challenger. You only have to look at the way that Munguia stopped John Ryder, an opponent that actually took Canelo to the distance last year in his most recent bout. He took Ryder apart. Munguia is a fighter who likes to come forward. He has 34 wins via stoppage in that 43-0 record. He has an aggressive style and he likes to impose himself on his opponents. He carries a lot of power and that is really his strong suit. But I do believe that Canelo, even at 33, is very difficult to knock out. And while he may make some inroads and do some damage here, I do believe that Canelo may have too much class here to get drawn into any real danger. And I believe Canelo is probably too good to lose 8 rounds clearly to Munguia. And I'm saying 8 and not 7, because I know 7 would be enough. But I also feel that you would need to win 8. It would need to be absolutely clear. Scraping 7 rounds against Canelo wouldn't be enough based on what we've seen on scorecards before. The fact that one judge had Canelo and Floyd Mayweather as a draw, when Canelo was absolutely outboxed by Mayweather when he was younger, shows you how favorably Canelo has historically been favored by judges on the scorecards. So I'm not willing to take many risks here when it comes to Canelo. And as a result of that, I'm left asking myself 2 very clear questions. Can Canelo Alvarez be knocked out by Munguia? I don't believe he can be. And then if that's not the case, can Munguia win enough clear rounds here to get his hand raised against the very much loved Canelo Alvarez on Cinco de Mayo? I don't believe that he can. So we've said a lot about how Canelo has had some favorable decisions, but that's just part of the story. That's just part of the reason, and a little bit of a shady part, but we have to talk about it because this is a gambling show. But that's part of the reason why it's very difficult to beat Canelo, because even if you beat him, sometimes you don't get to beat him. And that's not to take too much away from Canelo. That's not to say that every win he's had has been a shady one. No, this is a world-class operator. This is someone who's been in a pound-for-pound conversation for a long, long time. Munguia, I don't believe, has ever shared the ring with a fighter of Canelo's quality, which is another key factor, particularly when it comes to his superb defensive abilities, which is why it will make him so difficult to knock out here. I believe there will be fireworks in stages between these two, but I do believe Canelo will be able to weather that storm. I think he'll be able to control the pace. I'll believe he'll be able to pick off his opponent. And I do believe he'll be able to bank the rounds here in order to get his hand raised on the scorecards. Canelo's last three wins have all been on points, and Munguia has never been stopped and has never lost a fight. So backing a decision for Canelo seems to be the most prudent and sensible way to play this fight. Obviously, it is the play at the shortest odds, but I don't see Canelo stopping Munguia either, unless, of course, De La Hoya's words have really gotten into his head and he really wants to prove something. And that could actually be a dangerous game for Canelo, because it then sets up the possibility that Munguia can land a counterpunch, a clean counterpunch. Now, we know what Canelo's chin is like. He's gone in there and faced Triple G at his absolute peak, and he's taken shots and survived them. Nobody's ever stopped Canelo Alvarez. His losses have come via decisions to both Floyd Mayweather and to Dimitri Bivol. So he's a very, very difficult man to stop. But anybody can be beaten if they are landed on clean flush on the chin whilst they are putting up no defence whatsoever, no protection of the chin. If he's going hell for leather and De La Hoya's got in his head and he's chasing that knockout and he really wants to win in style and he really wants to prove a point, that is dangerous territory for Canelo Alvarez. But I also believe that will be something that Canelo Alvarez is aware of. Whilst we have gone heavy on the decision, it is worth noting that Canelo has actually finished more opponents than he has beaten on the scorecards, with 39 of his 60 professional fights coming via KO, TKO. And it could be worth looking at some sort of hedge in the group round betting, just in case Canelo has done significant damage to his opponent, and it's Munguia who realizes he's behind on the scorecards, and it's Munguia who ends up chasing this fight. Canelo in rounds 10 to 12 is available at 7-1 plus 700. And if Munguia is stopped by Canelo, I do believe it will be late. And I do believe it will be very late. And it will be in those final three rounds. I don't see it being any earlier than that. I see this being a technical boxing match with some fireworks, with Canelo finding a way to bank rounds. And perhaps Jamie Munguia gets more desperate in those final three rounds and chases the fight. Perhaps Canelo gets a little bit more desperate and he chases the fight in the final three rounds, in which case we will end up losing money based on the way we're going to be betting this, but we will be able to bear witness to what will be a phenomenal upset and will be, what De La Hoya said, the changing of the guard for Mexican boxing. I believe that's exactly what we will be witnessing if Canelo Alvarez is beaten, and especially if he's stopped by Munguia. So before we close out with the lock on the show, let me tell you guys that the NBA playoffs are here and our sponsor Underdog Fantasy wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. You can make entries all of basketball or mix and match across your other favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in 30 plus states, including California, Texas, and Canada, and they've also launched their Champions product, their play versus player format in Florida. So make sure you sign up with the code SGPN, and Underdog will double that first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN. So closing out with your lock on the show, I've alluded to it already, and whilst I do think this is a very good fight and I do think Munguia is a credible opponent, I'm still not ready to bet against the 33-year-old Canelo Alvarez. unlike Dimitri Bivol, I just don't think that Munguia can come out here and win the rounds that he needs to get his hand raised. I believe he'll be competitive. I believe he is going to win some rounds. I believe that he is going to trouble Canelo. I believe we're going to see some fireworks. And I do believe that this fight is a very, very worthy fight to make. And I believe it's worth watching. And Munguia is a very, very good fighter. But unfortunately, he's putting his O up against Canelo Alvarez, a fighter that you either need to knock out or you need to win very clearly. Now, I may be wrong. Maybe those more questionable decisions were actually happening when Canelo was under Golden Boy, who he clearly doesn't fight under anymore. And perhaps now we are going to see a fair fight with some fair judging. But historically, we haven't seen that. We've seen some very, very favourable scorecards towards Canelo. And that's always a very, very added extra when you're looking at Canelo fights. But again, I come back to this. You cannot disregard what Canelo has done. You cannot turn around and say he's in the pound for pound conversation because he got some lucky decisions. The Mayweather one, did it really make any difference? No, he still lost the fight. Had he lost on the scorecards to Triple G, would he still have got the rematch? Yes. Would he have won the rematch? Yes. Would he have won the third fight? Yes. So could he have had another defeat or two on his record? Yes, he could have done. Canelo could have had four defeats from his 60-odd fights. But ultimately, I don't think it would have tarnished his legacy at all. I believe Canelo would still be one of the all-time greats. I believe he would have stayed in the pound-for-pound conversations that he stayed in over the years. Probably would have made the second Triple G fight a lot more interesting. Probably would have made that trilogy more interesting if the third fight saw them both at 1-1. But I think people actually knew that they were 1-1 when they had that third fight. And by the time they had it, Triple G just wasn't the same fighter. What's interesting is that Canelo has never gone back to the Dimitri Bivol fight. He's never wanted that rematch because Canelo probably knows that winning that fight is beyond him. He immediately said after he lost it that he did want that fight again, but it's never come to fruition. And that's not because of Dimitri Bivol, because Canelo is the cash cow. Bivol knows that that's a big money fight. And Bivol probably also knows that that's an easy win once again. And so does Canelo, and we've never seen it happen again. And Canelo, in my opinion, at this stage of his career, doesn't take fights that he's going to lose, much like Floyd Mayweather in the late stages of his career didn't take fights that he was going to lose. And I believe Canelo's doing the same. I believe that he doesn't see a way that Munguia can beat him. And for that reason, your lock here on the show is going to be Canelo Alvarez on the scorecards, Canelo via decision, at the price of even money plus 100. That's it for me in this edition of The Fight Show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.